Страница 49. But what about the burglar in Mike Seton's flat? A man can see him. The man's name is Mr. Benson, and he lives across the street. He lives in a flat on the fourth floor. Mike lives in a flat on the third floor. Mr. Benson is phoning the police. Listen. There's a burglar in the flat. In which flat? In your flat? No, I don't live in the flat. I mean, there isn't a burglar in my flat, but in Mr. Sutton's flat. I can see him now. Who, Mr. Sutton? No, you don't understand. I can't see Mr. Sutton. I can see a man in his flat. I can see him through the window. And the man isn't Mr. Sutton? No, he isn't. Are you sure? Yes, of course. I am. I know Mr. Sutton, but I don't know the man in the flat. I'm sure he's a burglar. Come now, hurry. Do you understand? I'm sure there's a burglar in Mr. Sutton's flat. Where does Mr. Benson live? What can he see? Who is he phoning? What is he saying about the man in Mike's flat? Who does he know? Who doesn't he know? These things are wrong. Answer like this. Mr. Benson is a burglar. No, he isn't a burglar. He knows the burglar. No, he doesn't know the burglar. Mr. Benson lives in Mike's flat. He can see Mike. He is phoning Mike. He knows the man in Mike's flat. The policeman understands. Mr. Benson is a policeman. The policeman knows the burglar. The policeman works in a travel agency. The burglar works for a newspaper. He teaches English in Mike's school. The burglar can hear Mr. Benson. The burglar is a policeman.